You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, if I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give the information, asking for the word blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. Dave Hodges and James White here. We are the hosts of the Common Sense Show, and we're coming to you live on WMQM AM 1600 out of Memphis, WWVA in Wheeling, West Virginia, both 50,000-watt superstations, TalkNetwork.com, and Global Star Radio Network. And we got a really exciting show for you today. If you like history, American history, the kind of sanctity in our American history that the globalists are trying to rob from us, they're trying to take our heritage, our roots, our traditions. You know that's going on. You're going to love today's show. We have Daniel Brigman with us, and he is a constitutional and historical scholar. And for the introduction, I'm going to throw it over to Jim. James?
Thanks, Dave. Yes, and we're delighted today to have Daniel Brigman, as you stated, on the broadcast with us. A little bit of background on Daniel, and he can certainly...
I think we lost Jim
over
here.
...over a lot of this himself.
There we go.
But Daniel is... can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
How about now? You keep cutting out here, and boy,
can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Are you on Verizon?
Okay, pick it up. We'll have.
Okay.
Yeah, no kidding. Sorry about that. I'm with you.
Let's go ahead. Let's go ahead.
Okay, Jim. Daniel is the founder of Numana Foods, who's one of our sponsors. We had an event here. A couple months ago, and Daniel flew out to speak at the event, and he started talking, and then realized that he started sounding like one of the founding fathers. And I'm like, wow, this guy's got it all right. And found out that he was an author of a book called Forever 1776. He's very knowledgeable about our history and about our Constitution. And I'm really delighted to call him my friend, Daniel Brigman. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Common Sense Show.
Oh wow, it's great to be here. Thank you so much. It's a real honor.
Yeah, I apologize in advance for any technical difficulties. It seems the last week or 10 days we've been struggling with them back and forth, but we'll just keep plowing forward. Daniel, if you can, first question to you, my brother. How do we go from being a democratic republic? Our founding fathers really created this nation for all of us to be, to have equal rights and equal abilities to prosper, and make a better life for ourselves. That's the plan anyway. How do we go from that great idea, perhaps one of the most brilliant ideas ever in the history of the planet, was the Founding Fathers and the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights, the U.S. Constitution. How do we go from that, Daniel, to trading babies' body parts on the open market? How do we fall so fast and so hard as a nation? Because we have fallen tremendously from the heights we were at when we were under the tutelage of the Founding Fathers. What say you, Daniel?
Well, wow, that's a very grand, big question. I don't even know where to start. You said so fast. Really, what's happened has been incrementalization, just like, all great empires are great. I don't even want to use the word empire, but all great civilizations that have something special, unique, and grow like America has. It hasn't happened overnight. It hasn't, it's been relatively quick, I guess, in history sense, but it's been an incrementalization. If I was going to narrow it down to one thing, I would say it's a matter of education. The Bible says my people perish for lack of knowledge, and that is certainly true in America. Our ignorance is killing us, and what it's killing is our heritage, our birthright. people do not understand, the average person does not understand or comprehend that the foundation of our country, the law that we have, the Constitution with the Declaration of Independence, is more than just a piece of paper with some scribbly cursive on it written by some people in wigs 250 years ago. It is your inheritance. It is your heritage. And in America, is your birthright. It is a miracle. We're going to talk a little bit about why all those things. I'm sure we'll get into it. But in America, the education of what that means and what that is for us has been totally, the legs have been knocked out on it. In America at one time, it was common knowledge. Common knowledge. And people would look at you funny if you said anything to the contrary, that our rights come from God, that we are endowed by Him, and that we are free by God, and that the law in America is there to just protect that freedom. That basic concept is revolutionary in the world. It is completely unique for centuries, if not millennium, in the grand political scheme of things. And that sentiment has been completely, almost virtually erased from our educational system. And once you separate God from your rights, then Katie bar the door. History says that they are just going to go out the window, and they're going to go as fast as we're going to let them. And that's exactly what's happened in our century.
That's what we are seeing. There's no question. And you got to remember, it's like the frog in the boiling pot, that the globalists are slowly taking religion out of our churches, taking Christ out of our sermons, putting pastors in the clergy response team, taking our rights away just a little bit at a time. And I think we've awakened, Daniel. I mean, I feel like we're there. I feel like we've awakened, and this is not America. In fact, let me just say this to you. Tomorrow we're going to air a couple of segments with Mike Adams, and we've had preliminary discussions. And yours truly, and Doug Hagman, and Steve Quayle, and others are on a Loretta Lynch hit list. We've had it confirmed from multiple sources, and this is just part and parcel to what you're talking about.
Well, isn't that crazy that we live in a country supposedly free? You know, we assume a lot of things about our country that aren't true anymore. It's really become a myth. So what you're saying is, in a country where you're supposed to be free, you can say whatever you want, you can criticize whoever you want, that you know, because you're doing that and other people, that you're getting targeted for whatever reason. I mean, it doesn't matter if you were saying, you know, that Hitler was a brilliant guy or whatever. In America, we protect people to be able to say whatever they want. But instead, you are working to defend America, to educate people about its history, to bring attention to certain things that are going on, and then you become a target? I mean, what does that tell you in and of itself?
Tells me we're living in a communist fascist society. That's what that tells me.
Well, there's no question that it's a you know, and that you bring up a good point. I want to point something out. When people talk politically, here's another thing that's gone completely wrong with our educational system. And if nothing else, maybe these things will hit home. They talk about right and left politically, the right, the left. That supposedly the far right is fascism, is Nazism, whatever. The far left is communism. This is a complete false political spectrum. It's a complete false dynamic that is just made to bounce you back and forth, left and right, and just keep you in the middle and really confuse just the two-party system and thinking that let's just stay in the middle, let's just stay moderate, and all the while they're just whittling you down, bouncing you back and forth. A true political system is, on the right side would be basically anarchy, which is no government at all, no rules at all, and on the far left is total control. Now, that's a true political spectrum. A Democratic Republic like we have is supposed to be closer to the right than the left, almost all the way to the right. It's almost all the way. It's a very limited government. It's just there to protect certain things. It's not there to really hinder people's behavior or social engineer any kind of business or anything. As you go further to the spectrum, all the way to the left, is common, is extreme communism, extreme fascism. All these things are the same. They're just, you know, a different side of the same coin. So the first thing that people must understand is that political spectrum. That's in the world, whatever, the educational system is, it's force-fed us, the media, they say right, left, all this. It's nonsense. It's complete nonsense. What Dave just told you about a fascist communist system, that's exactly right. That's what we have. But that's not right, left. That's all the way left, all the way away from limited government, which is to the, more to the right, really far right. Is a democratic republic. What we see is a complete control of the message to the expediency, to the necessity of the government's bidding, to people in the government, their power, people supposedly there to uphold the Constitution, now upholding what they feel is best for them and best for their government. And that's what we're seeing. That is the danger, and that is exactly what's going on in America. The myth of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson has been almost erased because of our ignorance and our willing to accept and force-fed this drivel and this this other stuff that we're seeing.
You know, Daniel, you talk about education, and I think there's been a concerted effort in the school systems for many years now to sort of, you know, learn out or teach out the Constitution and the principles of our founding fathers. And when I say teach out, I mean, you know, cover it less and less and less until it's basically out of the curriculum. It's not covered anymore or covered very sparsely. Now, we wonder what happens in a society when that goes on, and we see, I'm not sure if you saw it recently, Daniel, I'd like you to comment on this. This was a video that was put out by, I want to say, Amy Horowitz. He got 50 signatures from the Yale campus, from students at the Yale campus, to totally repeal the First Amendment. Now, I submit to you fellas, that's what happens in a society when you dumb people down to the point where they don't realize that if you actually eliminate the First Amendment, you're basically, you might as well just put shackles on right after you're done. You might as well sign it and then turn the key on your shackles. What say you, Daniel?
Well, that's pretty ironic, isn't it? It wasn't Yale. Yale, I believe, was started as a religious academy. A lot of Harvard, I believe, also, a lot of those Ivy League schools were started to teach religion. And now they're teaching just the opposite. It's turned such the other way that now they're speaking out against the Bill of Rights and the First Amendment. When you separate in America, you talk about schools. This is the public school system. Almost every day, if I went on the internet, I could find multiple occurrences a day of some school system somewhere in the country who banned some kid for wearing a cross on a shirt, who banned some kid for wearing an American flag on a shirt, for not letting the kids sing Christmas songs that mention Jesus or any kind of religious faith in their Christmas program. All these things are becoming the norm, is becoming accepted, and is becoming what America is about, what the public school system is about. Now, the reason this is so important, our founding fathers understood this perfectly. Go back in history to, you know, even the early 1740s, 1750s, there were people that were part of the Great Awakening, even earlier. There was a Great Awakening in America to the idea that the monarchy did not hold the exclusive right to speak with God. And because of that, there was a little more involved, but I'm just, you know, being general for time. Because of that sentiment that spread like wildfire in America, people became very interested in an intimate relationship with their creator. And in that intimate relationship, there was room for people like Thomas Jefferson, who was not really supportive of religions, but was very supportive of a creator and this relationship and man's innate, inherent endowment or connection to something greater than what we see. That sentiment was pervasive throughout America. It was America. When things politically began to heat up and tension between the British Crown and America, what you saw, you did not see people, political people just were the only ones who were speaking out. You saw the churches and the pulpits. You saw many of the preachers banging the pulpits, screaming at the top of their lungs, saying they don't disagree with King George politically. They disagree with him spiritually, and that King George is sinning, and that this is an offense to God and man, that the crown thinks that they can tell us what to do, and that they can just think that we are their subjects. So this idea of subject serfs, sovereign, God, endowment, all these things are the American Revolution. They are America.
Daniel, hold on to that thought right here. We've reached the end of this segment here on the Common Sense Show. When we get back, we'll talk about your book, Forever 1776, and Patriot Pastors. Join us after the break here on the Common Sense Show.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it seized. Rolled out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-647-1088. Again, that's 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088.
Is your portfolio diversified? I hope so. Only a fool keeps all his eggs in one basket. And this is why we'd encourage you to call Steve Quayle and talk about your financial situation. He'll talk to you about how to convert a lot of your soon-to-be worthless dollars into precious metals. Steve Quayle is the proprietor of Renaissance Precious Metals, featuring mostly gold and silver, but other precious metals as well. And it is time to get the bulk of your savings, your hard-earned life savings, out of the dollar and get it into precious metals. Call Steve today at 406-586-4842. Again, Steve Quayle, Renaissance Precious Metals, 406-586-4842. Well, Daniel, you've got a really telling book that talks about these issues that we broached here in the first segment. Let's talk about the book, what it entails, and how people can get it.
Well, the name of the book is Forever 1776, and you can go to forever1776.com, forever1776.com, and they can order the book there, and they can probably call you guys. We can make sure that you guys have books on stock if any of your customers call in. The book was really an outcry of my own frustration with what I saw in the country. When I saw Bob Costas get on national TV at a halftime NFL game and call for the disarmament of America, I was so upset. I just saw red, and I was helping my uncle write some op-ed pieces for his local newspaper and stuff, and so that's how it started, about the history and what guns meant and what the Second Amendment means to America. And that's really how the book started. From there, it grew to what does the Bill of Rights mean? What's the foundation of our country? Why is this important? What is so special about this? What are we losing when we hear somebody like Bob Costas or government or anybody in the government call for the abolition of the Second Amendment, the Yale students calling for the abolition of the First Amendment, what that means? And the more I read, the more I studied, even more than what I already knew, I was just so blown away with the miracle and the profoundness of our founding documents and the, what the revolution gave us as an inheritance in this country. And it's totally lost. And so the book is designed to create an emotional connection with that and help us to understand that and never want to lose that. And so when we hear somebody like Bob Costas call for some of these things, or Yale students, that we brand them exactly who they are. They are traitors. They are useless. They are their opinion should matter nothing in this world. We should give no voice to them whatsoever. And they are worse than an invading army. They're traitors.
You know, Daniel, one cannot do a very lengthy research on history, especially history in our colonial times, without talking about the Patriot pastors who were really, you know, in many of the pulpits across this great nation. And they were talking about these same matters we're talking about today to their congregations. Well, as you know, you're a student of history, you know that the local churches these days, and many mega churches certainly, have been taken over by the 501c3 corporations and the corporate signification, I guess, or designation is the word I'm looking for. So no, they really becomes the pastors really become basically working for the state at that point, because they're restricted from what they can say and what they can do because of the 501c3. Daniel, let me ask you this question. Here's the question. If we still had the Patriot pastors of old that were behind the pulpits today like they were back a couple hundred years ago, we wouldn't even be coming close to having these type of problems, would we?
No, there would be. It's a complete different environment. That's one thing that's very sad. You would not have these public schools refusing to acknowledge a creator, acknowledge the Bible. One of the first acts of Congress was to publish, I think it was 10,000 or 20,000 Bibles. They took tax money and published Bibles and spread them out throughout the country to help people learn how to read and help them, and they wanted them to be able to read the Bible. Public law in America is that the Bible is the Word of God. That's public law that's on the books. I don't know if people knew that. One of the most important events in American history occurred in early 1775 when Patrick Henry came to Culpeper, Virginia. He was traveling to a secret meeting to discuss the future of the colonies, and he saw a man being whipped brutally in the town square. I mean, just viciously. And he was given many times the opportunity to relent and to basically take a license. And Patrick Henry was very confused about what did this man do. He was one of 12 preachers that had been arrested in the area who refused to take a license to preach from the state. So in 1740, the Great Awakening, the government paid little or no attention to the preachers who were really reviving and really seeding the revolution, this moral high ground in America. By 1775, they wanted to license it and control it, very similar to 501c3. And this preacher would not relent. He refused. He said, if God called me to preach, I do not need the permission of any government or any man, period, especially a government. And so that was the type of people who started our country. So if you look at today and look at the churches who, if they're not controlled by 501c3, they're definitely blockaded or handcuffed or limited in some form or fashion. And it's definitely affected what they preach and the message and what they do. So once we started in the 60s, you know, they couldn't have prayer in school anymore. Once you began to separate education away from, and it's not about supporting a religion. Look, I'm not up here supporting, you know, everybody should be First Baptist or should be Catholic or should be Mormon or whatever. That's definitely not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying, in the history of our country, you have to be a fool or ignorant or trying to trick somebody to say that religious ideals, spiritual principles based on the Bible, were part of, intricate, woven into American life. And so once the 60s, when you said finally, you know, you can't even say the Lord, you can't even read from the Bible and say the Lord's Prayer at school, what you have done is more damaging than if Russia would have launched an attack over the Cuban Missile Crisis. Because the strength, the moral strength of the people, it was a huge crack in the dam to what America is and the freedoms we enjoy. Because central to America is this idea that your rights do not come from man. They come from God. Well, if all of a sudden you're not teaching anything about God, all of a sudden if you can't even pray to God, you can't even mention the Bible, then where do your rights suddenly come from? Or you know, where does anything, your permission, so to speak, your privilege to act in America, where does it come from? Well, it's become so bad that the preachers now, they feel like they got to go get a license from the government to even preach, and our overarching mandate, they get overarching mandates from the government on the things they can and can't say. That's how far we've come. So it went from them. It went from in America when you spoke by the power of God, you were called of God. Americans were sovereigns. This word sovereign, by the first Supreme Court justice in American history, I think it was John Jay, he said, every American is a sovereign without subject. A sovereign without subject. What that means is every American was to be a king, was to make his own destiny and make his own mind up about everything he did in his life, so long as it didn't interfere on the basic rights and the same privilege and the same respect to his fellow man. So once in America, you took God out of it. When you took God out of the educational system, and you're not teaching these children that their rights come from somewhere above man, well, then of course they're going to fall for anything. Of course they're going to think that they need to go to the government for a license for everything. So, heck, even the churches now say they need to go to the government for a license to preach. Of course, there is nothing more anti-American than have somebody else dictate your privilege what God has out to you. There is nothing more un-American. But yet, our schools, our churches have become completely un-American. They become anti-foundation. They become anti-revolutionary. They become communist socialist. I don't even want to use the word communist. It's socialism. Parents think that when they send their kids to school that they're free of religious teaching. Oh, like the old commercial, oh, you silly rabbit, tricks of her kids. Well, oh, you silly parent. There is a religion taught in every public school. It's called secular humanism. It's the same religion that the communists teach, that the socialists teach. They teach a secular humanism, that man is the ultimate authority and that man dictates his own destiny. Oh, you fool. You are a hook, line, and sinker. You have been baited into accepting a system where everything that our founders fought for, everything they died for, you just with one foul swoop just cut the legs out from under it, and you don't even know it, and you think that you're actually following the freedom of America, freedom of not to be a religion. You are I am sorry to have to say this, parent, you are a fool. You are a fool if you think your children are not getting religion at school. You are killing yourself.
We appreciate your passionate response. This is great radio. Unfortunately, we've just run to the end of time here on this segment. When we come back on the other side, we can finish up what you just talked about. And I'd also like to talk about the statement that the Constitution is a living document, what you think of that. So please join us after the break here on the Common Sense Show. I'm James Loy, along with my co-host, Dave Hodges. And we'll talk to you after these brief messages.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order new Mana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it sealed. Rolled out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-647-1088. Again, that's 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088.
We don't have to tell you that things are bad. The economy is on the verge of collapse. The Russians and the Chinese seemingly are threatening to nuke us every single day. Many of us think it's a matter of when things just fall apart. And when they do, who are you going to call? You going to call 911? Well, history shows, and just ask the poor people in San Bernardino, the authorities will get there just in time to draw a white line around your cold, dead body. You need to prepare. You need to be your own first line of defense. And one of the best ways I know how to do that is go to readymaderesources.com with my good friend Bob Griswold. He's got a whole host of survival supplies. He will consult with you. He'll sit down and talk to you about your needs. He'll work with your budget. And the way you get a hold of Bob is to call him at 1-800-627-3809. 1-800-627-3809. I would not delay because some people think that we are indeed living in the end times. Well, our special guest is Daniel Brigman, and we've been talking about issues related to the Constitution. Daniel, I'd like to just broach this from a slightly different angle with regard to what the Europeans do. When you look at European constitutions of their countries, they have the same rights we do on paper, at least on the surface. They say, well, you guys have freedom of speech, so do we. You have freedom of press, so do we. But they live under something called the communitarian law system. And communitarian law says you have your rights as long as it's in the common, or I like to say communist good. And as soon as they're not in the communist good, we can remove your rights. Well, that's what we're headed towards here, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and there's no question. That's the switch that's taking place. That's the vast difference. You know, the United Nations Charter on Human Rights I think 30 points of everything that you just said. You know, you can have your free religion, you can do this, you can speak, and then the 29th part, subsection 3 or B, I can't remember, it says you may exercise none of these rights which are contrary to the will and purposes of the United Nations. So under the United Nations Charter, who is God? Who is the supreme authority? The United Nations is. In the Declaration of Independence, the supreme authority, we hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the governments are instituted to protect these things. And it is so diametrically opposite that you can't even mention them in the same breath. It's an insult to one, or insult really to either one, to mention either one of them beside each other. In the United Nations Charter, which is the basis for a lot of these European governments, especially the new ones, the European Union most certainly, the United Nations Charter on Human Rights is the basis for a lot of government so-called constitutions. And in those things, the government is the ultimate say, has the ultimate say of what you can and can't do, if it suits their purpose or not. It's social justice, it's socialism, it's communist, exactly what you said. In America, every American was supposed to be sovereign, is sovereign by law. I shouldn't say supposed to be, it has been by declared law sovereign in America. Every American is their own king, endowed by God. It is the complete opposite. It is a miracle. That is what America is. And you're 100% right. It is complete opposite, the two of them.
You know, Dan, what do you say to the people out there that you hear this argument? We need to open things back up. The Constitution is a living document. It needs to change with the times. Times are different than it was when the Founding Fathers were around, and they couldn't foresee all these new yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. You've heard all the arguments. What do you say to those people, Daniel, who just think that the Constitution can be changed and altered at their whim when it suits their needs?
Well, the Constitution can be changed. You know, it is a living document in that sense. I mean, everybody knows.
But in the context I'm speaking of, I'm not talking about for positive purposes. I'm talking about for nefarious purposes, of course.
Right. Let's get some background. Everybody knows the Constitution can be changed. So when people make that argument, then they have ulterior motives really to undermine the Constitution. So they're really not trying to change the Constitution. They're trying to undermine it, usually. So, yes, the Constitution already can be changed. So what are you talking about? So you're trying to find an excuse to do something more. The first 10 amendments of the Constitution are called the Bill of Rights. They are sacred. They are the Constitution was not even going to be approved. The states would not approve the Constitution until they approved the Bill of Rights with it, until they agreed that a Bill of Rights was going to be attached to it. So that's how important those were. So those first 10 amendments were part of the original Constitution, the ratification of it incomplete, the Declaration of Independence was part of the Constitution. And so all those things became sacred and really unchangeable. First 10 amendments, the Declaration of Independence, large part of the Constitution, really became sacred. Now, certain things could be changed, you know, the women's voting, the way that some of the voting district, all those things as need be arises. So when people say they want to change the Constitution, what they're saying is they want to change the right of man to rule himself under God. That's really what they're saying. They say, we don't want God to be our king. We want some other rules that fit more with a socialist way of thinking, with a social justice.
Okay, let me cut in for you real quick. Specifically, I'm talking about they could not have known assault weapons back when they wrote that we need to ban assault weapons. They couldn't have possibly known that when they wrote the Second Amendment. So, see, that's the excuse they use. We have to ban it because they could not have thought ahead and known assault weapons would be created. That's the type of logic I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. All right. Well, now, thank you. Now it's a little clear what you're asking. Okay, that's completely not true. The Founding Fathers and all their writings, if you go back and read what they said, you know, there's no reason to guess about what they thought or what was in the time. You can just read what they said. They wanted the militia was the body of the people. The protection of America was to be given to the people. It's many of the Founding Fathers wrote, every armament available to the military as a whole should be available to the people as a body. That's what they thought. You know, not only, you know, assault weapons, you know, our military has assault weapons, why can't the people have assault weapons? They're king, they're sovereign. So they knew full well. Really what they're attacking is the idea that we are free to choose our own destiny under God. So to say that they did not foresee these things, obviously they did not foresee everything, but nothing changes, nothing's new under heaven. All these issues really have come up and they're principle based. And the principle in America is what they're attacking. Not. They're trying to use all these things as excuses and say they're all outdated, ignorant farmers, agrarian society, which have no impact on America today. Well, if you think that and that's your opinion, you really haven't studied the situation, and you need to read my books.
Well, I agree with you. We do need to read your books, but more importantly, we need to listen to your words of wisdom here in the moment, because what I see happening is the erosion of civil liberties just in our schools. And here's what I mean by that. It's one thing to take the liberties away, which we've done in the name of fighting terrorism that our government's created. But on the other hand, we're taking away the idea that we own these liberties from children. When children study history today, they've gone from having a whole chapter on the battles they went through with the crown to establish independence. And I'm talking about the Stamp Act and the Townshend Acts and all those acts and all that tyranny they went through. And then all of a sudden, we see this reduced from a chapter to two or three pages. We see a discussion about the Bill of Rights going from about five pages to about a paragraph in today's modern history books. We are systematically cutting out individual liberties out of our educational curriculum today. Are you aware of that, Daniel?
Yes, I am appalled by it. I mean, you've elaborated that very well. I am 1,000% against the public school system because they don't support what's important to me. And it's too dangerous to give an impressionable child, put them in that situation and ask them to make sense of it. What I value for me and my family, these things that we're talking about, these are spiritual core beliefs and the foundation of our country. And when you try to change them and manipulate them, that's what they're teaching a different religion in school. It's too dangerous. I cannot trust the public school system to my child's mind system. I can't, in good conscience.
No, and I agree, Daniel. And this has been going on for quite some time. The dumbing down of the population of the education system, and you know what they've really done, Daniel.
You said dumbing down. There's no question that's going. You know, for the most part, our public school system has been a complete failure. You know how much money we've thrown at it. But it's not just a dumbing down. It's something new, right? It's not that they're. It's not that like Dave just said. It's not that they don't know about the Bill of Rights anymore. It's not just that they don't teach it, they don't know that. It's that they're replacing it with something else. It's that they're teaching something else. So they get plenty of education. It's just not the education that I value and that most of Americans really, truly value.
Well, if I hear you correctly, what you're saying is they've already successfully dumbed us down to the point now where they've broken us, and now they're trying to rebuild and repopulate the child's brains with their narrative. Is that what you're saying? They've broken us, and now they're trying to re-educate us? Common Core looks that way.
Well, there's no question. There's no question that there is a conspiracy going on to take out our history and our heritage from the school system, educational system. I mean, you got to be blind or a fool to not see that if you look into it at all. So yes, I mean, they're all these battles about guns, about the Second Amendment. They're pushing, and see how far they can get. You know, if they can't get guns taken away this generation, they'll just wait because the next generation, they know they went through the school system and they won't have the same connection. They won't have the same fervor. They won't have the same thoughts my grandparents had or I have. You know,
Then the answer is simple, Daniel. Get your kid the heck out of the public school system and start homeschooling with a consortium of organizations that exist.
I agree. There are so many tools nowadays. You know, people, I've heard the argument about, you don't want your kid to go to public school. You don't want them socialized. You ever heard that? You don't want them socialized? I laughed to myself. And think, do you know what you just said? Do you have any idea what you just said? No, I don't want my kids socialized. You have no idea what you just said. You have no idea how Hitlerian, Stalinistic, Maoistic what you just said is.
Well, Daniel, I think we're coming to the end of this segment here, and what we're going to do for the last segment is we're going to move away from our history, and move more towards our future, and more specifically, the future of storable foods and planning for disaster. And we're going to talk about the company that you founded, Nemana Foods, on the other side of this break. This is James White, along with Dave Hodges for the Common Sense Show. We'll talk to you after these messages.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it seized. Rolled out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-647-1088. Again, that's 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088.
Close your eyes and imagine just how dark it'll be, and imagine that the light doesn't come back. Well, could that happen? Well, you've heard us talk about EMPs and coronal mass ejections, and it could, and also just same old monsoon storms where I live. We have lots of them, and sometimes the power can be out for 2, 3, 5, 10 days. Solar generators, if you have them, you don't have that problem, and you have stored energy. Solar generators. foodforliberty.com/Hodges. And if you buy yours this week, we'll throw in a grab-and-go bucket with 76 delicious meals with no GMOs, none of that bad MSG stuff. So solar generators, put them on your wish list. Make a great gift for Christmas. foodforliberty.com/Hodges. Well, Daniel, we've really touched a nerve with myself when it comes to our children, because we used to have in our public schools the goal of keeping the flames of liberty alive in our children and having a full appreciation for those wonderful people known as the Founding Fathers. Now we disparage them. We make fun of civil liberties as being selfish, egotistical, self-centered, and we should acquiesce to the group. We should be collective in our approach. And this is really showing up in Common Core. Let me give you an example. Oh, I get so mad I can barely talk about this, Daniel. In Common Core, in the math curriculum, they make the kids do a math problem and solve one problem three different ways. Now, if you have a fourth way that's sound, methodologically sound, and works fine, you can't use it. You have to use one of their three. Now, first of all, why do you have to learn three? Because now it takes three times longer for a teacher to teach the curriculum, and they can't get through the entire curriculum, hence the dumbing down of America. And then secondly, you're killing creativity when you don't allow kids to figure out how to find answers on their own. I mean, I could go on and on about the Communist Core, but it needs to be gone yesterday. Daniel, how aware of you are of the Common Core shortfalls and the pitfalls that face our kids?
Not as much as you, probably, but yes, I am aware. That's one of the reasons I just had enough. I've tried to work within the system, the public school system, and try to, tell parents, and, I just can't do it anymore. The public schools are not your friend. But listen, what they are teaching, they have almost become an enemy. Honestly, I hate to say that. I know some people are going to be upset about that. When your kids are going, they're not learning anything. You think they are, they're not. They're just learning how to be spokes in a wheel in a corporate system. That's all they're learning. And they're definitely not learning their history and what's vitally important and what's important to keep America going at all. And I know that. And so I can't support it anymore. I completely agree with you, Dave.
Well, Dan, you're the kind of guy that when you get motivated to do something, you go out and do it. You got motivated to write a book, and you went out and wrote Forever 1776. You started getting involved in food storage and started tasting some of the food and realized that you didn't really care for it and thought it was subpar, and you went out and started looking for your own your own food and your own ingredients, and you ended up founding Numana Foods, which we at foodforliberty.com/Hodges, that's who we exclusively use, is Numana Foods, your company. So tell us a little bit about Numana Foods, Daniel, and it's great stuff. I'm not just saying that. It's Dave's eaten it. I've eaten it. The pasta primavera you made when you came to town tasted like I was eating at an Italian restaurant with the chicken you put in it. It was great stuff. Tell us a little bit about Numana, what inspired you to start it, and where you're going from here, Daniel.
Well, we're a family family-run, family-operated, family, that was the genesis of it, was our family. We believe in being prepared. Obviously, with all these things we talked about, I think that self-sufficiency, self-reliance, the government institutions, certainly, that are in place, you can't count on them. You can't count on them to be reliable. You can't count on them to pass on the values you want. So then that puts things back on you. And I think self-reliance, self-sufficiency, that is another American ethic that has been lost to some degree, and we need to get it back. So that's really the foundation of Numana. We want to put out, that's our goal, to put out the best storable food in the market, and that tastes the best, and that people will like and be happy with, and that we want it good enough that you'll eat it tonight, or 10 years from now in emergency, or 20 years in emergency. And so that's what we've done. We have easy to fix meals. You just boil water, pour the ingredients in. Some of the things like granola, you don't need to cook at all. You can just eat them for a quick, energy or whatever. But our meals like pasta primavera, black bean soup, enchilada beans and rice, all these things are just boil water, put the ingredients in, and then 15 minutes or so, you have a complete meal, that's more like you're used to eating now. It's GMO free, no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup. It's stored really well. It's got square buckets, Mylar bags, 6 to 10 size serving bags. The bags are resealable, so you can use part of it and then save part of it for later. It's very simple, very easy to use. It's exactly what I wanted for my family, so that's what we've created in Numana. I think it's a superior choice of what's out there.
Well, Daniel, another thing, too, is, it's not all, there is certainly some wisdom to store in food, there's no doubt, but, you actually, if you look at food prices and how much they've increased over the last 5 to 6 years, or 10 years certainly, this is an opportunity really to lock in, really good food that you can actually serve your family. You're locking in food prices for, for years to come. Go ahead.
Yes, preparedness and self-sufficiency is a decision. It's either important for you or it's not. If it's important to you, then you can start making steps. Now, people think, oh, I'm just going to put this food in the corner and it's going to collect dust, and that's basically all it's going to be. There's no need to even use it. I don't even think anything's going to happen. Okay, if you think that, that's fine. But have you been to the grocery store lately? I mean, everybody knows the price of food's not getting any cheaper. Over the last 2-3 years, we've seen real staple things go up dramatically. Basic things that we've relied on significantly raise in price. And the supply and demand with the droughts that we're seeing in the weather system, that's going to only continue. So even if you don't believe there's any reason for you to be self-sufficient, that Walmart will always be there, the grocery store will always be there, having food in your house is its own reward. Having your own preparedness is its own reward. Not only is it convenient, it teaches the ethic to your children, but financially, you just froze your price today, your food price today. So 5 years, 10 years from now, if you ate the food then, say you're out of work or whatever the reason, you can't, the prices are sky high, you just froze your food price today and you paid yourself a dividend in the future when you eat it. Financially, it's a no-lose situation. Like our friend David Morgan said, it's a no-lose bet. There's very few no-lose bets in the world. Numana food, I believe, and many people did, that's what David said. It's a no-lose bet. This is a no-lose bet. How can you lose? You store good food. There's a lot of companies out there, and I'm not going to sit here and bash them all. But this is food that you can actually eat, that you can feel good enough. My children ask for it by name. They want Numana. People don't believe that. My kids ask for me to make Numana for them. I have to tell them no sometimes because, we want to save it for whatever. But Numana is that's what it's designed for.
Well, I think it's a great company. This is why we endorse it so heartily. But let's get down to brass tacks here, Daniel. What do you recommend in terms of the amount of food people should store? How many months, years should people have in storage?
Well, the reason we recommend Numana, because of the ease and the simplicity, it becomes the backbone of your food storage. Even FEMA is starting to recommend to the companies and businesses, people have a 90-day supply. So I always recommend, if you don't have a 90-day supply, if you don't have anything, start with a week. Start with a week. You get a week's worth of food in your house for your whole family so that you couldn't go anywhere. That's very important because there's a lot of scenarios where you may not be able to get to something for a week. So then from there, just like FEMA recommends, start looking at 90 days. I strongly recommend 90 days. I strongly, personally, I like to look at things for a year supply. No matter what happens, even if you're out of work, and now we've seen unemployment, you know, you have a year supply of work or a year supply of food. That's at least one less thing that you're going to have to worry about if you ever, God forbid, you ever lost your job or you're ever in a financial pinch or things, you know, ends just didn't meet. Well, you could take care of your family for a year. So the manna becomes the basis, the backbone, and then other things, you know, canned goods, some canned goods or whatever. But that long-term storage, easy to fix, easy to transport, just grab and go, have a handle, that becomes the backbone.
Danny, when people go to foodforliberty.com/Hodges, they're going to notice pretty quickly that there is some organic powdered milk. That is a new product that we're offering there. And that's really, I think, a one-of-a-kind product for Stroba Food Companies. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we're the first. We're the only at the time. I still think we're the only. We're the first and only, definitely the first food source company to offer organic powdered milk. We're always trying to offer the best we can. We have two different kinds, the organic powdered milk, which is hormone-free, and then just the hormone-free powdered milk that's not organic, but it's still hormone-free. That tells you a little bit about the pickiness that we are in the food and what we out. Much we want to have quality products for. Listen, this is the stuff I want to feel comfortable feeding my children. So we're kind of obsessed about what we feed our children. Obsessed may be a strong word, but we're definitely picky. And so because of that, you can be a little more secure in trusting the manna to your family.
Well, the manna is one product to trust. I use the product. I occasionally cheat and grab the meals when I don't want to take the time to cook my own meal and my family's out and about. It's really, really good stuff, and I would encourage you to visit our website to see our product line at foodforliberty.com/Hodges. Daniel, very quickly, tell people how they can get a copy of your book. We got about 30 seconds.
Forever1776.com. That's forever1776.com. And I think it's very, you know, it's from my heart of what I feel about this country, and we'll interject you with that same passion, I believe.
Outstanding. Well, Danny, we want to thank you for joining us, and we wish you luck with the book, and we look forward to having you back on. You're a true patriot and a man of God, my friend, and we're really glad you were able to join us and enlighten our audience on so many of these critical issues. And I think the moral of the story is, folks, if you don't pay attention to what your kids are into, someone else is going to be raising your kids. I mean, that's not rocket science, but that's what's happening. Well, Daniel, thanks again for joining us, and we will catch up with you shortly. Jim, let's take a minute and talk about tomorrow's show. We are breaking some really, volatile news tomorrow. There's things going on in Kansas, in Pratt, Kansas, regarding chlorine cars. We've got situations where lists are floating with talk show host names on it, becoming hit lists. And this is being confirmed in multiple locations. And we're going to have Mike Adams on to talk about this. Well, for James White, I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. And we'll see you back here tomorrow at the same time.